You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now, 2021 marks 10 years of Shepparton's Out in the Open Festival. To tell us all about it this year is one of the festival organisers, I think, Damien Stevens. Todd, good morning, Damien.
Most certainly, Terry. There's a huge team of us. That's me. G'day.
And 1FM presenter too, we have to mention.
Oh, yeah, I do a bit of that in my time.
in the spare time you don't have?
That's right, Terry.
So 10 years, have you had a chance to reflect on 10 years of Out in the Open Festival?
I have, and we have personally, but also this year we're bringing you all of that reflection by showcasing our history over the last 10 years throughout this festival.
Tell me all about it. How are you going to do that?
All right, so our big event is Carnival Day, and many of you will be fond fans of the Carnival Day, which we normally host in the Queen's Gardens every year. Lots of music, lots of stalls, lots of food, often a petting zoo. But this year, because of COVID, we'll have to host our Carnival Day online, which means we will be bringing you lots of entertainment and singing and dancing online, but we will also be sharing with you some of our history, some of our favourite events over the last 10 years, some of the wonderful photos. It's been over 100 events in 10 years. You know, it's been such a journey, and we want to share that with you this year online.
How have things changed for... Well, I mean, before I ask you that question, I should, just in case people aren't familiar with the Out in the Open Festival, can you explain, you know, how it was born and what you see its role as being?
I sure can. So Out in the Open is Greater Shepparton's lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and gender diverse, intersex, queer, asexual, that's that long acronym, festival celebrating community pride and diversity. And it was born back in 2011 when someone came to me and said, hey, Sydney has the Mardi Gras and Dalesford has Chill Out. Why don't we have something here? And I said, good question, let's fix that. And 11 years later, here we are celebrating the Big Ten.
What's changed in 11 years or 10 years?
We have seen so much support from our allies, which are our family members, friends and supporters. The very same support that really started to ramp up in the move for marriage equality back in, you know, the mid 2015s or so. And by 2018, as you know, early in the year, marriage equality was won. And it wasn't won because the 11% or so of LGBTI people in Australia only wanted it. It's because many people, our friends, our families, our supporters, rallied behind us and made it happen. And so that enthusiasm, that allyship, that support is what I would say I've seen change in the 10 years of the festival, from only two events back in 2012, where we began with a major focus on well-being and health, through to, you know, over 30 events this year, with a big focus on celebration, getting together, getting out in the open with our friends and family, if you will. That's been the biggest change I've seen.
Sounds positive. Tell us about some of these many events, Damien.
I will. So many of your listeners may not know, but we have a new Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ communities, and they join us this Thursday night, the 28th of October, as we begin the festival. So we get to meet the new commish, which is really exciting, and be encouraged to get our fab jabs. Now, for those who might not know what a fab jab is, I suppose it's the equivalent of getting vaxxed. And LGBTI people, like many communities, can be vulnerable to ill health. So we want to get fab jabs, meet the commish, and then, in fact, Terry, on 1FM, the Pride in Diversity radio show Thursday night, starts sharing some stories of our LGBTIQ elders. It's the 40-year anniversary this year of the decriminalisation of homosexuality. And so to honour that, we are sharing stories of those in their 60s and 70s who knew what it was like living when it was actually illegal to be gay. Imagine growing up like that, Terry.
I can only imagine. Yeah, just not really, it's a bit inhuman really, isn't it?
That's it. That might sound like a bit of a formal and a somber start, but then the weekend hits and we get into party mode. We've got online gatherings for the bisexual community. We've got brunches at Milestone. We've got a rainbow flag making session in Benalla. And that's only weekend one done and dusted.
Okay, so having it online allows you to make it a bit longer this year.
It does. We're going from the 28th of October right through until the 7th of November this year. So a whole 10 days, two full weekends and events midweek as well. You can meet us at not only Milestone, but the Lemon Tree, Schnitz for dinner. We've got events everywhere, you know, in the flesh, safe, of course, with QR codes, masks and double vaxxed and all the requirements. But we also have online networking events. Sing-alongs, karaoke. The Goulburn Valley Library is doing a family-friendly rainbow story time. There is an endless amount of events and something for everybody.
I guess the best thing to do is to get onto your website and check those events out.
Absolutely, Terry. The website is outintheopen.org.au. All of the events for 2021 are there, and we would love to see everybody, all of your listeners, their families and friends, getting out in the open with us.
And, of course, your Pride and Diversity show is on Thursday at 8 o'clock, so just keep your dial on 1FM, and I'm sure you'll be bringing everyone up to date with what's happening on that show. And I have to say, Milestone is my local, Damien. So, and, in fact, I have seen you there, have I not?
You have. I'll be seen there getting a coffee or 10, absolutely.
Okay. So plenty to look forward to. Get online, check out the program. And this kicks off this Thursday.
This Thursday night, raring to go.
Well, all the best to everyone with this year's Out in the Open Festival. I'm a little bit, I mean, I think online, you know, you've got a whole lot of potential to reach, you know, a very broad audience there, but I'm just a little bit sad we don't get to have that carnival day in the Queen's Gardens, to be honest, but hopefully next year.
We'll be back bigger and better next year.
No doubt. No doubt, Damien. Thanks so much for your time, Damien, and thanks for all you do for our communities. That's Damien Stevens-Todd.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Goulburn Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Goulburn Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks, plus you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 640 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.